This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama, the world today, a paradox. President Barack Obama addressing the UN General Assembly today for a final time as president says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines. President Obama cited the breakdown of basic order in the Middle East and said our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease.
I believe that as imperfect as they are, the principles of open markets and accountable governance, of democracy and human rights and international law that we have forged remain the firmest foundation for human progress in this century.
The time, he says, since the end of the Cold War 25 years ago has not been without its own sense of irony.
This is the paradox that defines our world today. A quarter century after the end of the Cold War, the world is by many measures less violent and more prosperous than ever before. And yet our societies are filled with uncertainty and unease and strife.
Earlier Tuesday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon opened the General Assembly debate with a call to end the conflict in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly today in a push to save Syria's crumbling week-old truce a day after a deadly air attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo. State Department spokesman John Kirby issued a statement saying that the 19-nation International Syria Support Group agreed that despite continued violence, there was still an imperative to pursue a nationwide cessation of hostilities. This is VOA News. A Palestinian teenager tried to stab an Israeli soldier near the flashpoint of the West Bank city of Hebron on Tuesday before being shot to death, according to officials, the latest death in a flare-up of violence. An Israeli army statement said the assailant attempted to stab the soldier at a checkpoint at the entrance to the village of Bani Naim. The Palestinian health ministry identified the alleged assailant as 16-year-old Issa Tarira, who lives in the village. The moderator of the first U.S. presidential debate next week has revealed the three topics to be discussed. VOA's Isha Sarai has more on the first face-to-face encounter between Republican candidate Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Hillary Clinton.
The debate will consist of two 15-minute segments for each of the three following topics: America's direction, achieving prosperity, and securing America. Moderator Lester Holt, host of NBC's Nightly News, will open each segment with a question, after which each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond. Candidates will also have the opportunity to respond to each other. Third-party candidates Jill Stein and Gary Johnson were not invited to the debate, as they did not reach the required threshold of support by averaging at least 15% in 5 public opinion polls selected by the Commission on Presidential Debates last month. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
For more on the presidential debates, be sure to check out our website at voanews.com. Several people died in a second day of violence in the Democratic Republic of Congo on Tuesday, with 3 opposition headquarter buildings torched in a fresh bout of clashes between police and opponents of President Joseph Kabila. AFP reports at least 2 burnt bodies could be seen in the fire-ravaged UDPS offices. 2 others were burned alive and another injured. The renewed violence came after opposition groups on Monday said that more than 50 people had died in protests calling for Kabila's resignation. South African police fired stun grenades in Johannesburg on Tuesday as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced fee increases. Local media said that 31 people were released after being arrested for blocking a campus entrance. Now, Tuesday's protest came a day after the government said that next year's fee hikes would be capped at 8%, with the unrest affecting campuses in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and elsewhere. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.